Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Robbie Minnick, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Buying American Cotton Act is a bill that's in Congress that was really the brainchild of the National Cotton Council and the U.S. industry in looking at ways to build demand for U.S. growers. What that bill seeks to do is create a tax credit for brands and retailers to specify that when they're making an order to use U.S. cotton, and then whenever they bring that product to the U.S. to sell to U.S. consumers, if they can prove that it has U.S. cotton, then they would be eligible for the credit. One of the things that we've been closely monitoring and trying to push back on is just the downward trend in cotton demand worldwide. But one thing that we realized is U.S. consumers buy a lot of cotton goods, about 20 million bales worth. They also buy 20 million bales worth of synthetic. So it's a 40 million bale market when we only grow 12 to 15 million bales of U.S. cotton. When you look at that 20 million bales, what you find is U.S. consumers are buying a lot of cotton goods made of foreign cotton. This bill would help reverse that and create a new market for U.S. cotton growers. Senator Sidney Hyde-Smith introduced the bill in the Senate back last May, and just recently, Congressman Greg Murphy of North Carolina and Terry Sewell of Alabama introduced the bill in the House. Very excited. It already has 22 co-sponsors. Very bipartisan bill. And looking to add more in the coming days and weeks. Call your congressman. Tell them that it's important to you. Tell them that Congress needs to get this done because those calls matter.